Elizabeth. President Trump and others have marked the 75th anniversary of D-Day at a ceremony in southern England. Trump read from a prayer delivered by President Roosevelt to Americans on June 6, 1944, and he met with American World War II veterans who were among Allied troops who launched the campaign to free Europe from Nazi occupation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called it a gift of history that she was able to participate in the ceremony. Sudanese protest leaders have rejected a call for talks with the ruling generals, saying the military cannot be serious about negotiations while troops keep shooting and killing protesters. A protester spokesman says they'll continue their pro-democracy campaign to pressure the military to hand over power to a civilian authority. The military's violent crackdowns claimed dozens of lives this week. Republican senators are voicing strong opposition to Trump's threatened 5% tariff on Mexican goods. It's unclear if they'll have the votes to stop him, and Trump said they'd be foolish to try.